Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Now, time for Game Time without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, BT, here we go. A little baseball card pack opening before we get back to the calls here. You get two options.
Okay.
1988 score.
Ooh.
Or 1990 Fleer.
Let's go 88
okay.
Score.
I'm going to do that.
It was a very good year.
Not for, the
Not for the Mets that year. It was very good.
All right, here
Dodgers.
We go.
Yep.
Kevin McReynolds.
What year?
1988 score.
Mets.
88. Yes, right off the bat. It's a nice card, actually.
Let me see.
Oh, I put it down. You remember a score had these different colors?
I don't know that either. It doesn't look incredibly familiar. Okay,
yeah,
that's a cool look, though.
I think this is the first year of score, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Anyway, Lee Smith.
Lee Smith, and it was still on the Cubs in 1988.
Yes, yeah. 2 for 2. By the way, this is a thick pack. Like, I've got 20 cards. I'm going to have to cut this down. R.J. Reynolds.
Pirates.
Boom. Heater, BT.
Little outfielder, if I'm not mistaken. Lefty hitter, R.J.
Lefty hitter. I think it was, you're right, outfielder.
Yeah,
I was going to say middle infielder.
You're right.
Mike Heath.
Mike Heath was a catcher.
Correct.
A's? He was on the A's at some point, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was a long time A, but he is a Tiger here.
Nah, 3 for 4.
Tim Laudner.
Tim, how do you
remember the name. L-A-U-D-N-E-R? Yes.
I've got a few. White Sox? I'm not going to waste time on this. I don't think that that's right. Chicago.
He is Tim, Twins. Tim, like he was a catcher for the Twins. Jim Sundberg. Some familiar names here.
Sundberg. He was a catcher as well.
Yes.
Rangers. Now he moved on at that point.
Cubs. Yeah, look at you, dude. He right in the wheelhouse of your earlier years.
I remember. Righty stick. He used to wear his, I believe he used to wear his stirrups really high. That was Don Slott. Either way, I remember Jim Sundberg well.
The thing I remember about him is I always thought in the video game, I want to say it was RBI Baseball, but there might have been another game where, it might have been RBI Baseball, where I saw Sundberg and I was like, no, it's Sandberg. Like, it's spelled it wrong. Ooh, here's one. Ken Phelps.
Kenny Phelps.
88 score.
88. This was... Ken Phelps. Lefty.
I mean, obviously you know who Ken Phelps
is. It's either Seattle or the Yankees or a team after the... glasses, lefty hitter.
88.
High
so
socks.
That gives you the...
I don't think it was Seattle. Was Kenny Phelps like in the mid-80s with like vintage Mattingly or more towards Stump Merrill? I feel like Ken Phelps was earlier. I'm going to say not Yankees. I'm going to start with that. Not Yankees. Right or wrong?
Correct.
Okay. Not a Mariner because he came from Seattle to the Yankees. So it's not Seattle and it's not the Yankees. Right or wrong?
I need your answer.
Well, I know, but can you help me get through the process?
I can't because...
All right. Yeah, I'm going to say he went back to Seattle.
He was on Seattle. I give you that one. My goodness. I can't give you the whole thing. not the Yankees, not Seattle. Well, if I don't say he's not Seattle, and if I do say...
All right. 4 for 7.
By the way, they give one of these little...
checklists? Let me see.
Yeah, well, that's a good one because that's a Yankee thing. They give one of those little, like, what do you call that?
It's one of the things where to describe it is like where you turn it one way and you see one visual.
Yeah.
Then you kind of turn it the other, you see a difference. It's like a 3D.
Yeah, a small little square card. Whatever. That it reads one thing and then you turn another way. But it's great
Yankee
moments.
Stadium.
Yeah, Yankee Stadium.
Nice.
What happened?
Reggie, 3 in a row.
Right, there you go.
Okay.
All right, Bob Forsch.
Bob Forsch was a pitcher.
Correct.
There was also Ken Forsch.
No, this is Bob. He's a pitcher, so you're right.
Just going through the process, buddy. Boy, you're feisty
today. You want to start ruling out some of the teams?
No, it's either Astros or the Cardinals. I'm going to say Cardinals.
Good call.
Let's go, baby.
One of those teams, correct.
Yeah,
this is a good pack because a lot of the names that we're seeing, if not all of them so far, are familiar. All right, let's buzz through them here.
5 for 8, go.
Len Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra, 88, was on the Mets.
Correct. Healthy Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah, pre-steroids.
Shane Raleigh. He's a mess now.
Shane Raleigh was, he really is, was a lefty pitcher.
Correct.
Shane Rowley at this point, I think, was on the Yankees.
88.
Or Seattle. Seattle. I'm sticking with the Yankees.
Okay, he was a Philly. On this, in this picture. He was, before that, before he got to the Yankees, he was a Mariner, then a Yankee.
Yeah, right.
He was with the Phillies. See, I don't remember. That shows the age gap. I love when we do this.
Right. 6-for-10.
Ken Griffey.
Ken Griffey Sr.?
Correct. Original. OG Ken Griffey.
OG.
88 tops. Excuse me, 88 score.
Okay. Oh, Seattle. No. 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 It was Yankees earlier, so it wasn't that. It was Reds early. Did he go back to the Reds for a minute? I'm honestly not 100% sure. I know it wasn't the Yankees in 88. That was more like 82, 83, 84. Yeah. I don't think it was Seattle. I think that was the next year with his son. Reds? Did he go back to the Reds?
Final answer?
Yeah.
Braves.
Ah!
Yeah, you should have got that one. Bill Long.
Don't know. Giants.
Pitcher, White Sox.
All right.
Sean Dunstan.
Cubbies.
Yeah.
From Brooklyn. Stand
Rifle
up. Cadets.
88.
First overall pick, I think.
Now, this is one I never heard
7 for 13.
Wally Ritchie.
Wally Ritchie.
Have you ever heard of him?
No, no.
Me neither.
Heard of Wally Backman and Guy Ritchie.
Not Wally Joyner.
Not Wally Joyner.
Wally Ritchie.
I would say the A's going out west.
Phillies.
Yeah, I don't know him at all.
Never
7
heard
for
him.
14.
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan in 88. Let's see. He was with the Astros in 86 in the Mets series. 88. Did he jump to the Rangers at that point? Rangers. I got it wrong.
Astros.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
That's a frustrating one.
That was.
Two good names to finish up here. Harold Baines.
Harold Baines in 88 was, he came up in like 79. Now, it's either White Sox or A's.
Mm-hmm.
So 80, 81, 83, definitely the White Sox, the Russo, 84, 85. I feel like at this point, he was kind of... Let's say White Sox.
Yes.
One more. Yeah,
yes,
White Sox.
Call.
8 for 16.
Last one. This is a fun baseball name. Tom Candiotti.
Pitcher. Dodgers.
Ooh.
The Candyman. I get it.
Ooh, no.
Ooh, Indians.
Cleveland. Yeah. Knuckleballer, Tom Candiotti.
Yeah, he was the Candyman.
That's
fun. Good pack.
That's a good pack. Score, you know what? Score has maybe less scrubs in it than some of the tops.
Maybe that's what they did. Maybe that was their marketing plan. Hey, no scrubs, buy scores. That was their tagline.
On the Fan, 888-808-1019. Chris is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
How's it going, guys? Always enjoy listening to you guys roll through those cards.
Ooh. Thanks, man.
Trip down memory lane. Listen, I've got the word for the Yankees. Oblivious. They're oblivious. And I think the best proof of that was what Marcus Stroman said after the game. And it just shows you that these guys just are not getting the feedback and not getting the criticism from management or from each other.
Why don't you encapsulate what he said for those who don't know?
It was really fast. Basically, they asked him about... the slide that they're on, and they said, "Are you concerned?" He said, "Like, no, we're not concerned. We all go through a process. We're all about the process." And then he said, "I quote," he said, "a few bad games doesn't move the room."
Mm.
I mean, they sound lost. They sound like nobody is getting in their face to saying that they're doing things wrong. They're just completely in the woods. They think that they're doing everything right. They think the process is going to save them. And it's not, because the process is broken. And when people come out and say that, hey, listen, We're doing everything fine. It's just a few bad losses. It's like, no, it's not a few bad losses. You're 40 and 41 in 81 games.
All right, that's half a season.
Yeah. You've lost series to the Nationals, to the Tigers, now to the Rangers in a bad year.
Yeah, the Reds, you got swept by the Reds along the way.
Swept by the Reds, but yeah. Lost to the White Sox. I mean, how many more bad games before it moves the room, Marcus?
That's a good point.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't take what Stroman says seriously, and thanks for the call, Chris. Same thing. Oh, his mechanics were off last night. Hey, how about we need a big start here? Can you go out and compete for us? And he gets lit up, takes the Yankees right out of the game. It's one thing or another with this team every single night. If Stroman gives you a good start, then the bullpen blows it, or the offense doesn't come through in timely fashion.
Yeah.
If Stroman gets lit up, then you don't have any chance. And then, you know, the offense will come back late, but it wasn't enough because the bullpen couldn't hold it. Like, it's one thing or another with this team, but, excuse me, they've been bad for now 81 games. Bad. They've been 500 for 81 games. 40 and 41, that's half a season since June 1st. That's not just a few games.
Yeah, no, it's really more the pattern of their season. It's not just a little downturn.
Right.
It's kind of becoming emblematic of what this team is or who they are. I want to read something real quick. You ready?
Yeah.
Loss, 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 win. Loss, 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 win, win. Loss, 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 loss.
Hmm.
Do you have any sense of what that might be?
No.
Okay. That's how the 2000 Yankees finished up the season before they beat the Mets in the World Series.
Wow.
The difference is that Yankee team had pedigree.
Yeah, right. So, they were champions.
So, you know, to blindly sit here and say, well, they'll figure it out is nuts because this team's done nothing as a unit.
Also, that's only, what, a month you went through right there?
Well, no. From September 17th.
Yeah, okay. So half.
September 14th.
Okay, half the month.
Yeah. So another 9 days from now. They were 84 and 59, and then over the final, I guess that equates to roughly 20 games-ish, they won three times.
All right, 84 and 59, and they had that bad stretch.
Yeah.
This Yankee team has been under 500 for the last 81 games.
Oh, yeah, and that team in 2000.
Right, they were champions.
Like, no, they were back-to-back champions.
Yeah, right. I mean,
it's just a totally different energy.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back. Reset hit you with the crown topic of the day, 888-808-1019. Get to your calls as well. The Yankees and their lack of accountability, maybe lack of desire at times. That's the topic.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.